SRSG meets on a regular basis with representatives of all the communities and all the components of the Iraqi society. And each component of the Iraqi people has suffered from a range of violations, abuses perpetrated at different times over decades and decades. So these violations and abuses have undermined trust between communities and, of course, led to the erosion of national identity. So as part of UNAMI's mandate, the special representative has a leading role with all the components of the Iraqi society in an effort to restore trust and to rebuild unity between the various communities that form the Iraqi people.
Why was it important for him to meet with the Yazidi community?
Well, of course, it's important for the special representative to meet with the Yazidi community, who, as you know, have been persecuted throughout the ages and the centuries. And following the takeover of Mosul and the massive displacement of the Yazidi community, plus the range of violations and abuses they suffered from, the special representative wanted to express the UN profound respect and solidarity with the Yazidi community, as well as a profound compassion for their suffering. He also, I think, wanted to assure them that the United Nations will continue to work for them, to highlight their plight in the international arena and to fight for their rights.
We've heard reports of ISIL forcing Yazidi women into sexual slavery. Did the SRSG speak about this?
Yes, of course, the SRSG listened to the stories of some of these women who escaped ISIL and found refuge in Lalish. And he assured them that their plight and the plight of those who still remain in captivity constitute an important part of the work of our Human Rights Office, as well as other UN agencies, including UN Women, the Office of the Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, the UN High Commission on Human Rights, etc. And he told them that they consistently and constantly raise the attention of the world on their plight.
Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about the UN's work in Iraq?
Yes, I mean, well, the security and the humanitarian crisis in Iraq since last summer, you know, has mobilized immense resources and energy from the United Nations, UNAMI, and the United Nations agencies and partners. I would like to mention, to have a scale of what's going on, currently we have at least 8.2 million people, which is roughly one in four Iraqis, who need urgent assistance, of which half of them need food assistance. There are 3.2 million people internally displaced in Iraq, and nearly a million more are likely to be displaced in the future by the ongoing conflict that does not calm down and does not stop. In addition, there are currently close to 300,000 refugees, mostly from Syria, that have sought safe haven in Iraq.